Hello and good morning, listeners. You are listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. And this is your host, Ashwin. Good morning. A bright, sunny Thursday morning here in Chennai. In fact, we've entered the phase of Agni Nakshatram, where it's the hottest phase of the year. In all of the southern hemisphere, actually. And it's going to go on for the rest of this month, at least. On the 25th of May, we have developments on the Kulbhushan Jadhav case. Donald Trump meets with NATO leaders in Brussels. Police said that the Manchester suicide bomber was part of a terrorist network. Of course, protesters set fire to a Brazilian ministry. Thousands fled a Philippine city under siege from ISIS. And Manchester United beat Ajax to clinch their maiden Europa League title, which means they're playing the Champions League next year. First piece on the news is ex-ISI official agrees with India on Jadhav's capture. Some good news for India, an ex-official on Pakistan's inter-services intelligence, and a retired lieutenant general, Amjad Shoaib, has admitted that former Indian Navy officer Kulbhushan Jadhav was captured in Iran. Notably, Pakistan has been arguing that Jadhav was arrested in the country's restive Balochistan province last year. However, India claims that he was captured in Iran, where he went for business purposes. That's some good news, because Jadhav's been in the capture of Pakistan since the beginning of this year now, and there's absolutely no clarity on where this is headed. But yes, welcoming this good news, where the ISI official has agreed with India. Next piece on the news is Donald Trump meeting NATO leaders in Brussels. The organization that the US president once called obsolete is pulling out the stops with a ribbon-cutting ceremony for its new headquarters, followed by a ceremonial dinner. Trump will also participate in a European Union meet-and-greet. It's not the first promise that Donald Trump is going back on. There's multiple things that he's gone back on. While you were sleeping, police said that the Manchester United... Why am I so obsessed with Manchester United? Let's come to that later. This is, in fact, this Manchester City's attack. And apparently the suicide bomber was part of a terrorist network. Authorities said that the bomber, Salman Abedi, wasn't doing this on his own. And believe his younger brother was also planning an attack on behalf of ISIS. Abedi's father and brother were arrested in Tripoli on Wednesday, as the UK remained at its highest threat level. Protesters set fire to Brazilian ministry, tens of thousands of demonstrators calling for President Michel Temer's removal, or is that Michel Temer? Anyway, yes, so tens of thousands of demonstrators want the current president to be removed. They clashed with the police, resulting in widespread damage to government buildings in the capital, Brasilia. Thousands fled a Philippine city under siege from ISIS. Militants have claimed large sections of Marawi city on the Muslim-majority southern islands of Mindanao. Violence began with a botched raid by security forces on the Morte, an Islamist group that has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. It's interesting how after every attack, ISIS comes out and says, hey, it was us. A very, very honest faction, I should say. Last piece on the news is what I've been harping about through the news podcast since the beginning. Yes, Manchester United beat Ajax to clinch maiden Europa League title. Jose Mourinho bags his first trophy for Manchester United, first of many to come, hopefully. They defeated Dutch side Ajax 2-0 to win their maiden Europa League title in Stockholm on Wednesday. United began scoring with Paul Pogba's deflected effort in the 18th minute, before Henrik Mkhitaryan's 48th-minute flick doubled their lead. With the win, United automatically qualify for the next season's Champions League, despite finishing 6th in the Premier League points table. On this note, I'm wrapping up another edition of News on the Go. 25th of May, like, comment and subscribe, and let me know if you'd like to see something specific or something different on this podcast. You guys have a great day ahead, and I will see you tomorrow, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with a Realities Radio edit by Lost Frequencies and Janik Devi.
I can go low. See, I got a million tomorrow, I don't know.